Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
They'll almost never win an MVP. They don't rank very high when it comes to jersey sales. And truth be told, at times you might not even remember their name. But kickers are becoming a bigger part of college football. And as WAER's Sean Salisbury reports, Syracuse University has a pretty good one in senior Cole Murphy.
We'll have a chance to give Texas a win and say goodbye to A&M.
So this to send us to overtime.
And here is a red shirt freshman from Calhoun, Georgia.
Being a college kicker can have its benefits, but there's more than one side to it. Of course, you have the good.
Justin Tucker from 40 yards out for the game. It's up. The Longhorns win it.
Then the bad.
Maldonado. On the way, pulled it left, no good. USC upsets Oregon. Another big player in the BCS drama falls.
And the ugly.
Chris Davis, no flags. Touchdown, Auburn, an answered prayer.
Okay, so it isn't always glamorous, but think about it. You only see a kicker come on for a handful of plays, and sometimes the game is on the line. That was the case last week in the Carrier Dome. Cole Murphy's field goal in the fourth quarter capped the scoring, and Syracuse held on for its biggest win in decades. And even if it wasn't with seconds on the clock, the senior made a clutch kick in a big game. But if you ask him about his eventual game winner, there was never any doubt.
You know, honestly, I didn't really feel any pressure, but you got to treat every single kick exactly the same. Doesn't matter if it's 20 yards like a PAT or if it's 55, 65, they all have to be exactly the same. And thankfully, because I've had enough experience, I know just to walk out there, do my own thing.
The story of Cole Murphy isn't a year in the making. The Los Angeles product has been Syracuse's kicker since he was a freshman walk-on. The 30-yard field goal Murphy nailed wasn't by accident, but from what he's learned over the years.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about keeping a good mental state and staying relaxed. I'm pretty calm and pretty confident in myself. I think that's one of the things that really, really helped me.
Larry Muir coached Cole in high school. He preaches attitude over everything. And for a coach who has more than 100 wins at Valencia High School, he always narrows down his coaching to one aspect.
To me, it's like about maturity. The more mature you become about your job, essentially, as a kicker, or if I was a quarterback or whatever I was, especially if a kicker, you're looking for guys with ice in their veins.
And with those tools he learned, Cole was ready to play college football. Except the offers weren't filling up the mailbox. The talent was there. All Muir and Murphy needed was to see one school willing to take a chance.
We knew Cole potentially was a great kicker and that he just needed an opportunity somewhere. And somebody just needed to kind of say, okay, you know, I'm going to go with this guy. My big thing with him was for Southern California kids of the culture shock of going to the East Coast and the weather and the just the different way where it is.
I had a couple schools here and there that were looking at me, like Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, Northern Arizona, Iowa. But Syracuse called me and they were the ones that said, you know, you're our guy. Until you say no, we're sticking with you.
3 games into Cole's freshman season, he became the go-to guy for the Orange. And even in his first game, the butterflies were there. But it's all been a learning process over the years.
I wouldn't say I was a nutcase, but I was kind of all over the place mentally. I was like, oh my gosh, my parents are here. They're watching me. There's, you know, 40-some thousand people here. And it just kind of, it got to me a little bit. Whereas now it's kind of just like you do the exact same thing. I mean, it's the same thing as a practice, as it is on the field, as it is, you know, when we're by ourselves doing our own thing on the second field, stuff like that. It's just getting used to it and feeling relaxed.
Cole went on to make 13 field goals in his first season and was a semifinalist for the Lou Groza Award. It's been a bumpy ride at times for Cole, but not once has he forgotten how lucky he's been to be at Syracuse.
There's some guys that go out there as a senior, they've never played before, and it's very difficult for you to sit there for 3 years and just wait for your turn, and then suddenly you get out there and you haven't played for 3 years, and it's very, very difficult for you to mentally be in that state.
After a tough junior year, Cole went back to basics. He remembered what he learned from Coach Muir and has put it to good use. He leads the ACC this season with 12 field goals, and if you ask him, he has the same mindset for every single kick, not just the dramatic game winners.
For me, it's more of just a step at a time. If those come, then they come. But I'd rather focus on one kick at a time, making sure I just make each one.
Cole still has 5 or 6 games left in his Syracuse career, and there's still unfinished business. He is 7 field goals away from setting the Syracuse record for most in a career. Sean Salisbury, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.